A Jordanian soldier was killed in clashes with armed militants trying to cross the border into Syria yesterday, as the Arab League downplayed chances for a truce during this week's Eid al-Adha holiday. Nathan Morley has this report.
Jordan's information minister, Samir Matar, said the soldier was the first member of the country's military to be killed in violence directly related to Syria's civil war. He died in clashes with Islamist fighters who were attempting to illegally enter Syria to join rebel forces fighting President Bashar al-Assad's government. He did not say whether the militants were Jordanians or foreign fighters trying to jump into the fray in the neighbouring country. A number of foreign Islamists have been fighting in Syria alongside the rebels. Meanwhile, Arab League Deputy Secretary General Ahmed Ben Heli said hopes of a truce being implemented during this week's Eid holidays are slim. The UN Arab League peace envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, had on Sunday indicated a favourable response to his appeal for a break in the violence. But he reminded reporters that it was a personal initiative.
It is a personal initiative and a call for every man and woman in Syria, whether they are individuals in the street or villages and fields, or armed person in the army, or opponent of the Syrian state. It is an appeal to all of them to stop unilaterally. When everyone takes a unilateral decision, it will be a collective decision.
Mr. Brahimi says he has also spoken with everyone he's met in Syria and outside the country about his initiative, which is not part of the peace process for the country. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.